You're ready. Are you ready, Robert Lebrow?
We have to make sure.
I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Shmuel. Cheres kuf chavdal de beis, cheres ketana mutter otalta al b'chatzer, al b'karmelis lal. Rav Nachman didei amar afilu b'karmelis, al b'shir sarabim lal. Rav amar afilu b'shir sarabim. Vaz rav otaymei, de rav ame ka'azil b'ritka de mechuza, it vasai mesane tina, Asa shamei shakal chaspa v'ka v'chaperle ramu bei rabbanan kala. Rabbanan here means the Talmidim. Amar lo misdayel delo gmiri migmar nami migmari. It's not enough that you don't know anything, but you go around teaching. There's another girsa in the Rishonim as well. Ilu chatzer havai. In other words, even though there are machmirim on the shayla, but at their stage in life, they shouldn't go around teaching. They should maybe inquire. But ilu b'chatzer havai milu havechazia lechzuye beimana hacha chazia ladidi. So if that's true, so what did Rav Nachman and Shmuel say? In other words, they clearly didn't think that being able to clean out a shoe is a sufficient tashmish to be matir, and that's why they said it's asur in Rishus Sarabim, even asur in Carmelis. So what's the logic of Rava? And the tricky part is that Rava really sounds like he's saying two svaros. And the question is, which one is the koveya? He says, if I was in a chaser, it would be ra'i l'chasos bo. Hachanami chazia ledidi, which sounds like, and therefore it's ra'i for me here now in the Rishus HaRabim. So, the language of Rav is a bit ambiguous, and that's why the Rishonim over here debate what the svar is. Let's start with Rashi. Rav Amar Af Rishus HaRabim Kevan de b'chatzer klihu be'alma nami lo paka shen klimine. The emphasis for Rashi so far is that since in the chatzer it's a kli, so lo paka shen klimine, but then we have the continuation. Ladidi lekinuach. Rava gav de lo shchiach harei shem kli alav bechatzer. So Rashi tells us that the reason why, generally speaking, the ability to use as a shoe cleaner is insufficient to give it to us kli is because it's lo shchiach. But here Rav also has this amigu type of svara, right? Since it would be usable in the chatzer, so it's usable as well here. If you look at Rabbeinu Hanano, he doesn't have that. Look at, he writes, Rav Asamer, if you look at Rav Chazi, L'chfurei be'man be'tina, v'shay l'tatulei. In other words, the way he reads the Lashon Gemara is, just like you agree in the chatzer that you could do it to cover up something, Tachanami chazia ledidi, it's chazi for me in the Rishus HaRabim to clean out my shoe. Now, what's the svara? Is the svara that since I could use it in the chatzer, I could use it here? And since it is tarskli in the chatzer, it's also going to have tarskli here? Or is it no? Here it's just as tarskli in its own right, or maybe a third possibility is it's a combination. What do I mean by combination? That You need both factors. You need it to A, have a tashmish ma'al yisar mechatzer. If the only thing it was good for was cleaning out a shoe, that's not a sufficient tashmish to give a teres kli. But even that isn't sufficient. You still need, like the Gemara says, hachanam yechazi ledidi. You need it to have some type of tashmish here in Rishus Rabim as well. One way or the other, at the very least, Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel seem to be disagreeing. Now, would this debate, what would the halacha be if it was a kli shalim? Let's imagine that I am in a Rishus HaRabim and my shoe gets muddy. I'll forget the shoe gets muddy. Let's say there's no tashmish. Let's say I just see a spoon. It's a spoon muksa in Rishus HaRabim, right? There's no food in Rishus HaRabim. There's nothing I could do with Rishus HaRabim. My shoes aren't even dirty. It's nothing at all I could do with it. Would we say that it's aser? Let's say, because there's no usage, or would we say no, that since elsewhere there's a usage, it's okay? Especially if you think like Rabbeinu Hanano, right? Let's imagine that there's nothing you could do with a spoon in Rosh Hashanah. Would it be muksa in Rosh Hashanah? Maybe. But if you look at the Ritva, and the Chazon Ish says that slightly different reasons, the implication you get is no, that this is only because the kli is broken that we have this whole discussion. In other words, something that is a proper kli, so this whole debate is irrelevant. Chazon Ish is a little bit unsure about it. Now this question, though, very much brings us back to our discussion of klish kol malachto liyaser. It's hard to get away from that. Right? Why? Because the klish kol malachto liyaser, on the one hand, let's say it's literally kol malachto liyaser, so there's no tashmish at all, beheter, but at the same time, it's not broken. It's not broken. And here it's worse because, in other words, you don't even have there's no Shabbos, normal Shabbos Tashmish at all. There's not even the Svarav on Shabbos, it's Chazi in the Chatzar, right? Because in Shabbos it's Chazi for nothing, other than like a really cockamamie usage. There's really nothing you're going to do with your phone charger on Shabbos, right? Can't even give Malkus on Shabbos. So what are you going to do with it? And here you don't have, well, it has some function in the chatzar, because there's no function anywhere. But if you think that this whole discussion in the Gemara is only about a broken kli, and therefore there's a tzad to say it's batal taras kli, and we say no, it's not batal taras kli because you could use it in the chatzar or and the like. If you think all those varos are relevant over or only because it's already broken, so then memela it would be mutter. Now, when you look, for example, at the Ritva throughout this whole sugya, you see, and it's very confusing, that there are many, many gradations. For example, one question is, what was this originally? Another question is, how far is it from the original use? Another question is, how uncommon is it? Another question is, how debased? And we'll see some of these ritzvahs in a second, which make perhaps applying this very difficult. But I think the basic svara that the ritzva seems to be saying, the Chazon Ish considers, is which is very important for us, is that since this is broken and questionable whether it's a kli in the first place, so therefore it's more likely that you're going to need a proper tashmish to give it taras kli and to make it non-muksa. But when you have something that is certainly a full-fledged kli, so then maybe it's pashut, it retains taras kli, assuming it's not a muksamach some kiss or the like. I saw the Sefer Mishnah Shabbos is medayik from the Grug, not this way, but I wasn't able to find it.
Who's the Mishnah?
It's a contemporary work, a very excellent work on Hilchos Shabbos and Mux and the like. Now, if you look at the Rambam, this is Chaf Vav Gimel. The Rambam only mentions the Svara of Bechatzar being Roy L'chazos Bokli. He doesn't say the Svara of it's Chazi here. Cheres Ketana, Motra L'talta L'afi L'bishos Arabim, Hol V'ruya Hi, Bechatzar L'chazos Ba Pi Kli Kata. Sounds like, therefore, there are really three opinions over here. We have the opinion, again, that you need both factors, a madna tashmish in Rishus HaRabim and a better tashmish in the Chatzer, or rach, only a madna tashmish in Rishus HaRabim is good enough. In other words, the Rabbeinu Chananel is the most lenient opinion, and then we have the Rambam that, no, even if there's no tashmish in Rishus HaRabim, as long as it's right in the Chatzer, we have this migo. We don't have things, and this is an important rule we're going to return to it, that are like mux in one place and not mux in another place. That seems to be the chiddush of Rav according to the Rambam. In other words, you don't totally contextualize it. Yeah, in a chanami, there's no ishtamshus in the rishus harabim, and the fact that you could use it to clean your shoe is irrelevant at all. And but we have this the fact, the reality that it would be worthwhile somewhere else. Maybe another opinion that's along the lines of the leniency of the Rabbeinu Chananel is the Ravid. The Ravid comes up in Kuf Chaf Hamad Aleph. We'll get there in a moment. But just to jump ahead a little bit, so the Gemara over there says that if you have little tiny pieces of fabric that are less than 3 by 3 etzbaos, so then they're muksa. Lo chazin, lo laniyim, lo lashirim. So the Ravid, quoted by the Chachmei Sfarad, the Ritva, the Rashba, the Ran, he asks, but one second. The Gemara previously, which we'll also get to in a second, said that if you could use something to cover some dirt, a mat to cover dirt, that's good enough. So I could always, a little tiny little piece of fabric I could use to cover something. Right? I'll just read you what he says. The Ravid, Yesh makshim, daha chazu lechsuye behu tinof. Yeah. So why should they be aser if they don't have shalosh al shalosh? The yesh apirshu dachamari kishenikru talisos elu meir shabbos velo nehira. The arrived pirish daha chavishiyari talis shal mitzvah kedaminan hasam. Tchilta de parzuma le'inshi besi. So we see the word parzumiot is a reference to a talis shel mitzvah. Dekevan dekein lo mechapri behu tinofia. So you're not going to use it to cover up dirt. Afagad sher mitzvah nizrakin. So it's not a formal halachic prohibition, but still. Lav orcha de milsa lechsuye behutinufia. Right? Nobody in their right mind will ever, under any circumstances, use their talis katan beged to cover tinofes. But otherwise, they would. Now, what does the Ravid seem to be holding? And the Ravid seems to be telling us that any time there's any tashmish, it's good enough. In other words, he's basically learning like Rabbeinu Chananel. The Pri Magada makes that sushtel. The Gra, on this halacha, Yud Beis, Sif Yud Beis, in the Mishpat Zav, that's it. It's Sif Mishpat Zav, Sif Kat Yud Beis, says, Umfresh Maisa de Rava, Shabbos kuf chav dalad amud beis the chafar min al becheres chazi ledidi the local Rashi ve'ein ba'in bo lachasos kli chazina latina, right? You don't need to be say it's right lachasos bo kli. Rather, he reads the, he doesn't quote the Rach, but it's what Rabbeinu Chananel says. In other words, what's the halacha? The rules according to the Ravid, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, assuming we pass it like Rava, which we do, are very simple. If you have something that was once a kli, now it's broken, but it could still do something, it doesn't matter that that's a very uncommon or unlikely thing to do, that's enough for it to retain the Torah's kli, and it's not muksa. Whereas, when it comes to the other Rishonim, it's not so clear. Of course, the other Rishonim, we need some type of tashmish chashuv. How chashuv? So that's already tricky. In other words, ra'oi to cover tinofes is not good enough. At least when it comes to the talis, but maybe machzalos are different. Now, the Ritva, I guess once we're at it, we'll get back to this a little later, he has a third answer to the question of the Ravid. He says the pshat is that if it does its original thing, that's when being chazi to cover tinofes is good enough. And that's why the machzalos, right? Because we're jumping ahead anyway. The Gemara uses a very interesting lashon by the machzalos, as already Tosus points out. Top of Kuf Chavdalad Amud Aleph, Amar Bar Amduri Amar Shmuel, Chromio Shel Machatzeles. So these are shreds of some type of mat. Muto Letaltalam B'Shabbos. They're not Muksa. Amar Rava Bar Amduri Azbrali Machatzeles Gufalamai Chazia. What did you use this Machatzeles, this mat for in the first place? L'chsuye Be'afra. It was meant to cover the afar. So it's still worth, you know, could do that very same thing. So the question is, it sounds like for the Gemara that we need Roi L'Malach Tan, but we don't paskin that way. So Tosa says it's Lav Dafka. That's the top Tosfos, the second Tosfos. But the Ritzvos is a beautiful Vart. He's saying, no. Over here, since Chazi l'chasos bo tinofes is such a madna tashmish, it's only if it's ra'oi l'malachtan. So this goes back to what I was saying before, that the Ritva has many, many gradations in terms of determining whether something is muksa or not. Something that was once broken, once usable, once a kli, and now is broken. So we have to ask, well, how chashiv is this tashmish that you could still use it for? How common is it? How similar is it to the original tashmish? If you have a very mudna tashmish, it's still, if that was similar to the original tashmish, then it's okay. This svara of mulchan agav aviyam, in a sense, is much more powerful. The Rashba answers up this question differently. We saw this before. He asked the question, generally speaking, why is it that here in our Gemara, these broken kelim with these madna uses aren't muksa, but yet by machat, shenishbar, where the needle, the tip, or the eye of the needle fell off, so then we say it's muksa, adam zarka ben gutos. And the answer he said was, well, it depends whether it broke on Shabbos or before Shabbos. If it broke on Shabbos, so then the fact that it's a madna tashmish, adam zarka ben gutos, is irrelevant. Broke before Shabbos, it's not. So, as there's some of this fuss going on here in the Rishonim, now what I'd like to do is maybe try to apply them to some of our fuss. And by the way, we might even add, where do we see this? Who said that this is because it's Rava, who anyway holds of Muksa, that's why he needed this fuss? No, well, Tosa says it's Rava, Tosa makes that Hara. But that's why he needs the added svara, the double svara. Did you say that? That, in other words, it's only because the reason why Rava needs these two svaras to make a mutter. One is that it's Rai B'chatzer, and two is, because I have some use for it, is because he holds like Muksa. But
I think Rebbe suggested that we had a Kashmir, because Shmuel does hold Muksa. He is the first Muksa. He's the most Muksa person.
Right. So maybe we didn't see anyone that said that. Anyway. Yeah. So let's go back to the old question. Start with that. So what is the difference between our sugya and machat? So we saw already a couple of mahalchim. Tosfos held that the principle from is that anything that machshava would work isn't muksa. So machshava would not give a broken machat tuma, wouldn't be right kabel tuma, therefore it's muksa no matter what. Rashba says it depends when it broke. If it broke before Shabbos, muksa. Because in the event that it's seen as garbage and you're going to throw it out. But if it broke on Shabbos, not muksa. And then we have the Ritva's chiluk that says it depends if it's ra'oi for the original use. So, with that in mind, let's read the new Gemara. The next Gemara. And we'll plug this in. Ah, that's one for Yoni. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Megufas Chavis Shenechtetza Hivishvar Muta Lataltal B'Shabes. So you have a plug of a Chavis that broke. So, it's not Muksa. Tanya Mihachi Megufa, meaning the megufa of a chavis, shenichteta, hivishvara mocha l'tatal b'shabes, v'lo yisvos, mimena shaver l'chasis b'asa kli, v'lismach b'karyanita, so that's an issue of tikhumana, v'mzor kabash b'asa, but if you throw it out, it's asr. Maskef l'arav papa l'me'ata zark lei l'vlimei hachanami d'asr. Let's say, I throw out my coat, you're going to say it's moksa. In other words, this magufa is not muksa if you don't throw it out, but it is muksa if you don't. If you do throw it out, so are you going to say the same thing by coat? Obviously not. Elamer of Papa. Imzarka mebaod yom la'ashba asura. So what does that mean? If I throw out this plug before Shabbos, then it's muksa. If I throw it out on Shabbos, it's not muksa. Mashen ken a coat. If I throw that out before Shabbos, it's not muksa. So let's try to understand these halachos. So let's start with coat. Why is it that if I throw out my coat before Shabbos, even though I throw it in a garbage can...
Where does the Gemara say it's not muksa?
The Gemara takes for granted. El me'ata zarek le'leglime hachanami daser.
Isn't that just when you're assuming you're doing it on Shabbos?
So, maybe. But take a look at Tosfos. Im zarka mi'ba'od yom. Hashta lo parech ela me'ata zark l'glima mi'bod yom. Dekevan de lo yemucha mi'bod yom. Leka l'dmuye l'glime. So Tosfos, at the very least, says what I said, which is that in the Havamina of the Gemara, we assume to compare it to glima because we thought we were talking about mi'bod yom. And therefore, mi'ba'od yom, we would have a kasha. Now, there is a pekak. Is this plug like a glima, or is it not like a glima? So, the havamina of the Gemara, we thought to compare it. And Tosfos says, the maskan of the Gemara, we don't compare it. So, what's the pshat? So, it seems that if you throw out your glima before Shabbos, certainly on Shabbos, but then it's not muksa. But why? I designated that as muksa. So the Ritva implies, and the Bir Alach, I think, says this as well, that it's because of Batla Daito Etzel Kol Adam. In other words, something that's totally good, and I'm just like a very snobby person, and so I get a new coat, and I throw out my old coat. I don't give it to somebody else who would still love this coat, so because there's nothing wrong with it. So then, Batla Daito Etzel Kol Adam, that's not Muksa, it's still a Kli. And if it's a kli, so then it's mutter on Shabbos. What about if I throw out the coat If I throw out this plug on Shabbos, so then we say not muksa. But if I throw it out before Shabbos, then we say it is muksa. So when I throw it out before Shabbos, it's muksa because even though theoretically it has some use, I could still use it for something or other. But since it's broken and there's no butla daito etzel kol adam, so the act of throwing it out is mevatel v'taras kli, and it's muksa. You could declare whether the pshat is Torah, it's bittul Torah's kli, or tzaktsar, or the like. Maybe it would even make a difference, I'm not sure. But one way or the other, when I throw out the broken thing before Shabbos, then it's muksa. But when I throw that out on Shabbos, it's not muksa. Why? Why doesn't it become muksa on Shabbos? Presumably because in muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. Since it's still ra'ui, it's not garbage, it has a decent use, it has a tashmish chashav. So therefore, throwing it out on Shabbos does not change its status, because as long as it's still chazi, as long as it's still ra'ui, then ein muksa l'chatzi Shabbos, and it's not muksa, right? So when it comes to the halachos, again, if you throw out something perfectly good, even before Shabbos, it's not muksa. When you throw out something that is broken kli, but still has some use, so then it depends. Throw it out before Shabbos, muksa. Throw it out on Shabbos, not muksa. That's what emerges from our Gemara. Now, this shaila is a very relevant shaila when it comes to a lot of modern things. And we've already started to talk about it. So let's start with packaging. I go ahead and I throw out my... I have potato chips, and so let's say I rip open the package of potato chips, destroy it utterly. So then, there's no question, it's certainly muksa, right? There's nothing to talk about. It's not batel taras kli, it has basically no function and the like. If I go ahead and I... open up my bag of potato chips nicely, and I eat my potato chips, and now I'm done my potato chips. So what do we say about this? What do we have to say about this? Do we say that this, and let's even say, and this is basically garbage at this point. Now, it's true. It's still usable. For example, I can take some other food and put it into my potato chips bag. It's not something anybody nowadays does anymore, but you could still do it if you wanted to. So therefore, it's not going to be muksa. Or do we say no? That since everybody throws this out, and it no longer has a tashmish, then it is muksa immediately. And then I have a tricky question: like, what do I do? It's in my hands. Do I have to drop it, or the like? So, l'chora would be, assuming it's muksa, it's muksa machmas gufa, right? It's not a kli. It's not like
a... Right.
So if you hold to the Ramah, you can carry it to the garbage. If you hold like the gra, then you should have to drop it. Again, assuming there's no issues of rash alvei. A lot of times when it comes to garbage, again, that's something that we'll hopefully get to... soon, this week, we'll talk about the parameters of Graf Shalvei. But assuming, for all of our discussions, if it was a Graf Shalvei, so then it's an easy problem to solve. But let's assume we're not talking about a situation where it would be a Graf Shalvei. So you're correct that if you hold like the Gra, do you have to drop it? Yeah.
I don't understand how the Suya plays in with Adam Zorka Levin and Gutos. Because there, it doesn't matter what you do. But here it sounds like only if you're going to throw it out.
Well, okay, let's take a step back. Okay, so let's go back to Adam Zarko Ben Grutos, right? And how does Adam Zarko Ben Grutos relate to here? So, if you learn, like, the Rashba, which is actually over here, we quoted it over there, then we're in pretty good shape, right? Because remember, the Rashba held, even by the Machat, even though it's Adam Zarko Ben Grutos, but if it broke on Shabbos, it's Mutter. Adam Zarka Ben Grutos is a reason why if it broke during the week, it's us. So that's a big hula. And the truth is that, let's stop for 1 second and figure out, do we paskin like Tosos or the Rashba? Even though, as we mentioned when we did this year, that Tosos and the Rashba, each one has a kula and each one has a chumra, but I think in the modern environment, Tosis is, generally speaking, going to be a big chumra, and the Rashba is going to be a big kula. Because Rashba is saying, just because this is garbage, doesn't matter. If it breaks on Shabbos, and it still has some type of use, in the case of the machat, to lito boas hakos, breaks on Shabbos, has some type of use, it's not muksa. Adam Zarka bin Agutos is only when it breaks before Shabbos. Yeah.
Doesn't Rashba say that's the chazim of the Rishonim? And he says that no, machat is like...
Because machat is not melacha
Rishonim. I mean, he says it is.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
If he says? In the case of the potato chips bag, it happens to be that it is chazil lacha rishona. So the Rashba will save us in the potato chips bag. Yeah, he does say that. You're right. In other words, Tosfos held that lacha rishona was lav dafka. Right, I'll just read you the lashon since we have it open. Ikamanda mefarish to dafka mishnish brabu shabbos. Habachal mishum deina de matznian elazarka lashba o miachton lasaka. So therefore, chromio shulkan him is matzal tatal on b'shabbes. Umiu b'shnisavim b'shabbes v'chnu lagavien v'chnam b'shabbes chazin lacham ishona shari. Right. So Tosa said by chromio shulkan, as we said, it's lav dafka when it says lacham ishona. The Rashba and the Ritva both say it's dafka. So you're correct, but. Going back to the question of the potato chips bag, so you have the Rashba's fire. The Rashba, it's true. It's Adam Zarka Ben Grutaus, but at the same time, it is Chazi L'Malacha Rishona. You could put potato chips right back into your bag if you wished. Again, assuming you didn't rip up the bag, so it's Malacha Rishona. So you sell the Rashba. Now, does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like the Rashba? So it sounds like he doesn't. We look at the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Yud Aleph, Machat Shleima Mutar Taltalo Vito Basakotz Nito Huda Ofor Shala Aser. So if you held like the Rashba should say, you know, Bamedram Amurim B'Shinish Bar B'Chol, it doesn't say that. So it sounds like we're not accepting the Rashba. Rabbi Akiva Eiger on that Sif in Shulchan Aruch points out that the Rashba would be Mekel. The Dasa Rashba B'Chidush Adafka. Benital mi bod yom, Shabbos yesh lahatir. That's actually interesting. You noted is quoting the Rashba a little bit lav dafka because it says, "Oh, me'alachtan." No, it's good. Kevin chosen me me'alachtan dafka v'chunav yom u'midami yozon chazon v'nivah. And then the Rabbi Yehuda sort of points out something that's going to get us very confused. Which is lower and higher than what? In other words, if we go look at the next sif in Shulchan Aruch, right? Shiari machatzalos, mutal ataltalam, dechazi lechzuye ba tinofa. Now, since we paskin like Tosfos and Sif Yud Aleph, so that, you know, if you hold like the Rashba's cheshbon, that won't be true. Because chazi lechazos bo tinofas is... according to is main malachdan is irrelevant according to Tosas, and this is a very mudna use, so it should be aser if it breaks on Shabbos. Only mutter, it should be aser. Regardless, if it breaks during bechol for sure, and we say it's mutter, it's only aser zarkum v'od yom. So, what Rick Yeager sort of points out, and he says there's some issues, unresolved issues, is that the hierarchy, what's higher and what's lower. For the different Rishonim, that's certainly different. Yes, sir?
That within the Rashba, in the Himalaya Rishonim, it's sufficient to have a very mundane use to do that. Like, for example, by the Machad, he says, it's the Himalaya Rishonim, it can use the Litolba the codes.
Mm-hmm.
For Joseph, that use Litolba the codes doesn't count for anything. That's a certain minute of results. Even though I can use it to take the codes out, it still looks at the right net. Because
you can't
be
yachid
to make it
right. So coats is very mudna,
and that's enough for the Rashba.
Right, but only when it's melachtan.
True.
Right.
And most of the disposable things, you only have
most of the disposable things,
but yet it is
you'll have melachta. Yeah, I think in almost all the cases when we're dealing with disposable things, it'll be okay according to the Rashba. Again, assuming that you use them on Shabbos, and much more questionable according to Tosfos. So according to, now I saw that the Orach HaShabbos said that you could certainly throw in the Rashba as a sniff. It's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Tosfos. You definitely can keep the Rashba in your back pocket to some degree. The question is to what degree. So let's talk about this. So the we also have right the other Rishonim. Certainly, let's say we have, according to the Ravid, Rabbeinu Hanan, and the like, we also could be make a l'chaora for the disposable kelim, right? That school of thought, because they are the most make of. They say that any use, even if it's madna, is going to be okay, and even though it's omed lezrika, Shabbos. How would they answer? How would they answer machat? I don't know, they'd have to use one of the other answers.
Who says here it was omed lezrika? Maybe they would say it's different when it's omed lezrika.
It could be, but I would imagine that a shard in Rosh Hashanah, during the week you would have found a shard on Rosh Hashanah. Ah, what a metziah! It's only a garbage on Shabbos. But maybe they would agree when, in other words, omid lezrika sort of overcomes everything, at least if it was, okay, it's true. We don't know what they would say. I think.
He disagrees.
That's the objection that the Ritva has to the Ravid.
He doesn't accept the Ravid.
Is the Ravid going to say, Inachanami, it's still Zarko Ashba, and still I think it's much worse, then he has a big problem for Machat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's exactly what you're saying. So again, let's go back. So we have the empty packaging. Right, that's still ra'ui l'malacha rishon. That's ra'ui l'malacha, but everybody throws them out. So what stadim do we have to be mako? We have the Rashba. We also have the Ritva who's mako, because the Ritva holds that any time it's l'malachtan, in other words, it's still fit for its original use, even when it's broken, and certainly here where it's not broken, it just. It's actually, nothing wrong with it. It's just that we are, as they like to say, a disposable generation. So you have the Rashba Svara, you have the Ritva Svara. The question's only going to be within Tosfos, but that's an important question because Tosfos is the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like Tosfos. So is there any tzad to say that Tosfos would be matir? So there's a big tzad. I think there's two tzadim, but they're not pashut. The tzadim to say that Tosfos would be matir is A, these aren't broken. In other words, there's actually nothing wrong with these kelim. Maybe Tosfos' whole chiddush was when you have a broken kli, that's when we say, if you're going to be zorek bein hagrutos, so then it's muksa already. This bag, right, just 1 minute ago, you're eating your potato chips in the bag. So it wasn't muksa then, right? Why? Because it's a perfectly good bag for storing food. Now I finished my last potato chip. So it did break, right? Nothing happened to the kli. Maybe it's true, it's now destined for the garbage pail. But as far as you're concerned, it's garbage. It's true. But maybe Tosfos would agree that Tosfos' chiddush is only when it's broken. After all the cases in the Gemara where we have this svara of omid lizrika are with respect to things that are broken. And especially over here, it's not just that it's not broken, but there's no fundamental pagam in it. And as far as especially true when it comes to like plastic cups or the like. Plastic cups, so there's really nothing at all wrong with them. But even a potato chips bag, again, not one that's destroyed, that's still perfectly good. So there's no chisaron over here. Now, is that a clear-cut svara? No, because you could counter back. Yeah, but who cares? What's the svara why it's muksa? Because it's garbage, and this is garbage. Who cares whether it's garbage because we are rich and we throw out perfectly good things, or it's garbage because it's broken? Lemaisa, if it's garbage, it's muksa, right? The svara of omed lizarek is the same regardless. And the only time we say otherwise is when it is batla daito etzel kol adam. But here, everybody throws them out. Nobody saves their potato chips anymore, potato chips bag anymore. So therefore, that svara doesn't apply, and it should really be muksa. So that's the svara lahakel, and that's the svara lahachmir. Among contemporary poskim, we find a machlokas about this point. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach was machmir, is quoted in a number of places as being machmir. Other poskim are meiko, and they say that, again, especially where it's a fit, again, I'm not talking about packaging that's now actually can't do anything, like you rip open the package and it's broken, but packaging that's perfectly good, we have no need for it, so we throw it out. So there are many poskim that seem to be meikel, Rav Scheinberg, the Chotashani, but Rav Al-Yashiv was Rav Shlomo Zalman was machmir, because he thought fundamentally the svar of Adam Zarka Ben Grutos is applicable here as well. Yes?
For Tosos, does it depend on what the halacha is? Does it depend on Tumah V'Tahara? Is this particular chip bag?
Yes. So it is true that I imagine, if it is the case, and here maybe knowing something about Taharas would be helpful, if it is the case that you could be mechashev on this potato chips bag and now would be mekabel tumah, so then Tosos would say it's mutter, presumably. I assume that Rosh Hashanah and Arbach assuming that it would not. Now, the general halacha about Kabbalah Stoma and disposal Kalim is one that comes up in many areas of halacha. It comes up in Tefillas Kalim and Halachos Tefillas Sedayim and Kiddush.
Ksamim,
right. And generally speaking, we are Mekel on those Shailas. So this isn't the way Rosh Hashanah Zalman puts it, but if you sort of say his svar in a different way, if you're going to be Mekel over there, you have to be Machmir over here. You have to be consistent. But that's not entirely clear, because over here, since it was, just like we say, if they're Rawi at the beginning of Shabbos, what we say about, and there's still Rai L'chasos Bokli, and Kal V'chom over here where it's not actually broken, and we could throw in the svar of Ein Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos, meaning to say that Ein Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos, since they're still Ra'oi, even if, because they haven't broken, there's been no fundamental change in the object. In other words, again, maybe this is a little balabatish, but it seems very funny that, this isn't Muksa, and now I take out that last potato chip, and poof, now it becomes Muksa. So that's about to be Mekel. Now I think if you are of the Machmirim, so means that you have to actually be very thoughtful, if possible, in terms of how you empty your kelim, because especially, for example, you pointed out before, maybe we could be somech on this far the Ramban, that even if it's muksa machmas gufa, if you're already in your hands, we'll be mitzdayach the Rashba with the Rama, with those poskim who disagree with Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach and say, okay, if it's in my hands, I could throw it out. Good, that's a very reasonable tziraf. So he writes, I saw in the Aruch HaShabbos, his advice, this is only relevant in Israel, but I'm sure you have American equivalents. He says, there they have the bags of milk, right? So he says, what you should do is when you see you're about to finish, so you're going to want to take out the bag, pour it into the cup, then it's in your hands, then you can take it to the garbage, as opposed to leaving it in the container until it's done. And the truth is, I think, even if you left it in the container until it's done, you would have tiltel min atzad, assuming you don't hold the Chazon Ish, Tzach Shabbos, so you should still be able to go over to the thing and empty it out. In fact,
should you rely
that
on
would be better.
If you could avoid it?
Well, you want another, you need more milk. So you want to, I don't think this would be something that you'd have to avoid, especially because there are all these other tzadim. But anyway, the point is that when dealing with packaging, and this would be true for everybody when it comes to packaging that's wrecked, then you have to sort of be thoughtful in advance, when possible, to figure out a way not to leave yourself with a muksa shaila that was avoidable. Now, when it comes to the disposable kalim, I think there's a big tzad lahakel, much more. And I saw the, again, especially when it comes to, let's say, disposable cups. Disposable cups. So people do throw them out. But, like, if you don't have more disposable cups, you'll reuse it, right? You'll use them again. I don't know. Maybe I'm, like, old-fashioned and weird. But I always, like, try to reuse my cups, or my kids' cups, or the like. And, you know, I try to give them water in the cup that they use before they say, ugh. But, or wash them or the like, rinse them out, especially if, you know, you just have water in them in the first place, so there's nothing really wrong with them. And so this, I saw the Aruch HaShabbos say, in that case, again, obviously to some degree this would depend on the metzius that's around, but I think it's normal enough that it's reused, that it would be okay. Now remember, that we're talking about the case where you use them on Shabbos. In other words, where you use them before Shabbos and you put them in the garbage, then almost certainly there would be muksa. I'm not going to make that argument. That's what I said before. It's sometimes a good idea to empty out your garbage before Shabbos, because if your garbage is full of disposable kelim. But when you use it on Shabbos, so then the Gemara says that we're machalik, right? Because here it doesn't have just a modna use, it has a decent use. And therefore, I think you could make the case that when it comes to, even if it can be machmir for packaging, because basically nobody ever reuses an empty potato chip bag, you could be makel for disposable kalim, where people do reuse them. And certainly before they've entered the garbage. In other words, short of the garbage, even though you decided you're done, they're not yet total garbage, and they are oftentimes reused. And that being the case, then there's much more of a tzad lahakel than in the than in the case of the disposable bag. So again, even there's a strong tzad lahakel. Yeah.
Some poskim say that for makapadish reasons, it's better to rip up the potato chip bag, isn't it?
Yes, so that we'll have to talk about next year.
Right.
That is correct.
Could you come out of home?
Yes, no, you have to learn that stuff again and figure out what you hold in terms of that. There are some poskim that are makel, that if you open it up entirely, it's not a Pesach Yafa and the like, and then it's okay. And then there's no need. But if you, one, you're absolutely correct that right now we're just looking at this question from the perspective of Muksa, and if ruining it is, if you think that you have to ruin it in order to permit opening it, and that the choslos isn't enough, and there's a concern for Pesach Yafa even when you open it up entirely or the like, then you're right, then it would be an issue. So that has to be taken into account. Yes?
But the machmirin, let's say by a disposable cup, you're machmirin in that case, would you even be machmirin, let's say you have a disposable cup, you put it on the table, and let's say you decide you want to put water back in it, would you even be machmirin in that?
Well, if it's muksa, it's muksa.
So even if you actually decide you're going to use that cup as a...
Where do we find something that, if you hold that the decision to be finished is enough to make it muksa, so I think then it's muksa. You're saying maybe this would be like Enos HaShabbos, so if it's chazi again and your decision makes chazi, I don't know, I think about that. I'm not sure. I'll point out that I use... This week, Sunday, so I didn't. But I take the same coffee cup from the beginning of the week and use it the whole week straight, and that's a coffee cup. So you know, it's most Pesach Nesses that you can't treat that lightly. Yeah, what do you say? So yep, that's. I guess we'll stop here. In honor of the Tinus, we'll finish 4 minutes early. Thank God.